Welcome to episode 10 of the XFab podcast. This is David Peralta, your host, and it is April 16th, 2008. The subject that I want to talk about today is blog popularity. I built xfep.com from the ground up. I bought the domain name off of one of the forums that I visit regularly, and it was one at the point where there was pretty much no four-letter domains left, and I saw it, and it had a vowel in it, and I was like, man, I could do something with that. And at the time, I didn't know where my job was going, so I decided to create XFAP as a dumping ground for all of my thoughts, ideas, the issues that I have with blogging. And going forward, I really didn't think it was going to be a huge success, but I knew that I had some advice to give. I knew I could train people on how to do the job that I do through my writing on XFAP.com. I've tried to give out as many tips and tricks as I can and be as honest and transparent as I can. And you know what, to be honest, I always thought content was king, but over the last little more than half a year now, I think, the biggest thing that I've learned is that networking and social media are the two biggest ways to build up your blog. You can have 10,000 posts and never get more than 100 uniques a day. You can have 5 posts and get thousands of uniques today. What's the difference? It's not necessarily the content. You can have the exact same posts. It's how that content was distributed. You know, did you post about it on Twitter or Facebook? Did you put it on Dig and Reddit and StumbleUpon? Did you, you know, ask your friends to take a look at it and promote it too if they enjoyed it? You know, how did you work out the promotion of the content? Because if no one ever sees it, no one will ever read it, no one will ever care. And the biggest thing you want is for people to care about your content and distribute it and link to it and make your site bigger and better. You know, one of the things that I really love is when I get a comment on xfep.com. And the reason that I like that is because, one, I know that search engines will look at that and see that the content has changed and that it's fresh again. So they like that. Number two, it starts a conversation, and I love conversations on my blog. And if they post about it on their blog and link back to me, that still starts the kind of conversation that I'm looking for. It gives me a link back to my blog, which helps bring traffic. Right now, I'm launching a few different blogs under Digital Life News, which is a blog network that I created a long time ago, which unfortunately didn't work out the first time around. I focused it primarily on technology, and I focused it on generating content. And while generating content is great, it didn't work as a business model, especially when I brought in other people to help me, paid them for their work, tried to monetize it, and failed. Most of your monetization efforts really, 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 I can't stress this enough, are really surrounded and solidified when you have the kind of traffic that you need to kind of click on those advertisements. AdSense and all these other types of advertisements are really a 1% game. So if you have 1,000 people come to your site, you'll be lucky if 10 people click on it. And, you know, at those 10 clicks, you're probably only getting a couple of pennies each one. So you're lucky if you get 10 cents. It's really a 1% game. And you're always 1% of the way there of what you want to get in regards to monetization of your traffic. So the more traffic you have, the more money you can make, the more you can pay writers or the more you can reduce your full-time job to a part-time job so that you can work on this even more. So it's pretty much all about promotion of your content. Some of my favorite places have been StumbleUpon and Reddit. I guess Mix, Sfin is actually all right for my type of content. And that's another thing that's really, really important. Promoting the right content for the right social media service. If you go to Skirt and promote a high-class, geeky technology article, it might not necessarily do very well on there, whereas it would do really well on Dig. StumbleUpon is kind of strange. I really haven't figured out what is kind of the key demographic of a StumbleUpon user, but most of the social media promotion sites have a key demographic. if you take a look at that, you learn what's been on the front page, what's coming up to the front page, what has been on the front page in the last week. You will see this, you will understand this, and you will know if you're promoting your content on the right site. If you want a list of great social media services, I will definitely link that up in the show notes because there are so many of them out there. The best way to look at them and get a feel for how many there are is to try the Share This button. It has a lot of different services already built in. Another one of my favorite ways to kind of put promotional buttons on my posts is Yoast's Sociable plugin, which I'll definitely link up in the show notes as well. It's a great WordPress plugin that shows a variety of different services that you can easily add to the bottom of your posts for people to promote it on different sites. I especially like this because I don't have the StumbleUpon toolbar on pretty much any of my computers anymore. I hate toolbars, I hate adding toolbars. StumbleUpon's a great service, but if you don't have the social media promotion buttons at the bottom of your post or the Share This icon, I really can't promote that to StumbleUpon, even if I like your post. So definitely take a look at those plugins for using WordPress. There are a lot of services out there. If you really want to do well, start promoting. Start finding promotional groups that help each other out. Start talking to people in your niche and seeing if they're willing to like look at your article and critique it or link to it or promote it. Anything that you can do to get your content out there, in especially on bigger blogs or out there in the world and get noticed, that's the thing that you need to do. And that's something that I'm still learning to do, and I've been at this for the last like 3 years. So it's not something you'll learn overnight, but it's very important. Spend time promoting your content. I would say if you're spending about 40% of your time or 40% of your blogging time promoting your content, that's probably about the right mix. 60% writing, editing, adding pictures and whatnot, about 40% promotion. I know that seems really high, 40% promotion. If it takes you an hour to do a post, then you're doing, you know, another 20 to 30 minutes of promotion almost. That's the right amount of promotion. Believe me, the further you can promote the article that you've written, the better off you're going to be. And that's it for this edition of the Expat Podcast. Keep checking back each weekday from Monday to Friday for new episodes. If you have a subject that you would like me to cover, please jump on over to expat.com/contact and leave me a little note. I will do my best to answer any and all questions that I receive, and I hope you enjoyed this episode.